From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. France's permanent representative to the United Nations said that the UN Security Council must do all it can to avoid Eastern Ghouta from turning into an open-air cemetery. François Delatte outlined what he thought should take place.
First, agreements on the ground between armed groups and Russia to expel terrorists. It's doable. We need to keep up the pressure. Second, the humanitarian convoys must get the authorizations they need. Third, we also need to get a daily monitoring plan to monitor what is going on the ground. And only the United Nations has the legitimacy to do just that.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Friday that it was overwhelmingly likely that Russian President Vladimir Putin himself made the decision to use a military-grade nerve toxin to strike down a former Russian agent on English soil. Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. The Russian TASS news agency reported Friday that the Kremlin said British accusations that President Putin was involved in the nerve attack were shocking and unforgivable. Former South African President Jacob Zuma will face charges of fraud, racketeering, and money laundering. The head of the National Prosecuting Authority noted the long history of the reinstated charges against Zuma, which were thrown out by prosecutors nearly a decade ago, which then allowed him to run for president. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia will add more Americans to its blacklist in response to new sanctions against Russians accused of election meddling. Barry Newhouse has the details.
Russian news agency RIA Novosti quoted Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov Friday, saying that Russia is preparing sanctions against a new group of American actors and possible additional steps. Ryabkov accused the U.S. of threatening global stability, but said that Moscow still wants to maintain a dialogue with Washington. Barry Newhouse, VOA News.
Authorities said Friday that the cable suspending a pedestrian bridge were being tightened after a stress test when the 950-ton concrete span collapsed over traffic, killing at least six people only days after its installation that was celebrated as a technological innovation. Juan Perez, director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, explained that this was no longer a search and rescue operation.
This is a homicide investigation. That's all it is. That means that somebody died. That is it.
As state and federal investigators worked to determine why the five-day-old span failed, Florida politicians pointed to the stress test and loosened cables as possible factors, and a police chief asked everyone not to jump to conclusions. South Korean officials are beginning preparations for a summit next month with North Korea. Grace Lee has more on that and a possible meeting with the U.S. president.
Seoul began preparations on Friday for a summit between Kim Jong-un and his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in. That meeting set for the end of next month. Also on Friday, North Korea's foreign minister touched down in Sweden. It's a trip that may lay the groundwork for another meeting. Ri Young-ho is in Stockholm to discuss security on the Korean peninsula. But there's rising speculation that the two-day visit could have something to do with Supreme Leader Kim's invitation to Trump.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Hong Kong's richest man, Lee Ka-shing, announced he was retiring this year at the age of 89. Serena Dayaram has his rags-to-riches story.
In Hong Kong, he's earned the nickname Superman for his business sense and a rags-to-riches story that matched Hong Kong's rise from a trading outpost to a top financial center. Lee was a penniless immigrant when he arrived in 1940. Now he's worth over $35 billion.
Reporter Serena Dayaram. The Philippines has notified the United Nations Secretary General of its decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court, but has assured the UN of its commitment to the rule of law. The president of the ICC's member assembly said he regretted the Philippines' decision. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.